Wow. Oh, you know the motto, folks. Constant content, constantly being released, coming at you. All right. It's just the motto. It's what we like to say. I mean,
yes.
These guys can put out 5 shows a week. It doesn't mean the content's good.
No.
All right. We have the constant greatest content, truth telling. Ski Mask Collective is back. It's 2024, motherfuckers. Jim Stansel's here. Great episode with Kelly last week. Butt pills,
unbelievable merch. We'll have to get to that at some point.
Oh, we will definitely be getting to the merch.
Stu Cluster has a hat we have hats that say constant, constantly being released. The great Stu Cluster was wearing it the other day. I saw a picture. And yes, I guess you brought it up. Kelly P, she's hot in the streets and freaking the sheets. And she'll be on Sports Mass Championship Sunday as my co-host tomorrow. So get your... You Sims, get the wallets out. Let's get
pull out the billfold, folks.
I gotta buy her that vibrator that I control remotely. That fat JC made the beautiful artwork for these new shirts, which we'll get to later.
I gotta get in contact with them. Very proud of the work. We will definitely be getting to the merch section because I mean, people are up in arms.
The second half of the show merch.
Oh, of course. I'm talking 30 minutes of merch, folks. And I redid the website. I got rid of some items, added some items. I mean, it's totally wild what's going on over there. The traffic is controlling it. But, I mean, we got to get right into it. Look, just when we start to feel down about MLC, I'm saying it's feeling monotonous. You never know what's going to happen next. I mean, this happens every fucking time we see a co-host leave. Proud to say top 10 episode all time, the mandolin episode. It's great to see Kevin back in his natural state. Very pleased, and I got a good feeling. That was the first episode I listened to in a while that I felt good about. I think we're headed in a new direction. So back
the anger
on board.
Was there. A few more solo eps lately, which you know we love. As we always have said, the show is Kevin. Everything else is dressing. Guests are gay. Yeah, unbelievable. Careful for the mandolin. Watch out for the mandolin. I mean, listen, I know you have a lot to say, and I talked a lot the last time we were together a couple of weeks ago. I think I lost my voice. He's right. He's right, and I have no problem with Carl, but yeah, Carl's whole thing was making fun and good-natured ribbing about any little mistake, all these podcasts, and Kevin's just doing the same thing, and it shouldn't be a problem, so now Kevin may have a little more vitriol behind him, because that's what he does. The name of the show is Misery Loves Company, so maybe he's just better at it, who's to say? But at the end of the day, Kevin's absolutely right. Rack him.
Yeah,
Chad.
Anybody else would have been, like you said, would be tearing it down, breaking it apart. So, it could have been done in parody and then showing his anger side of it. He's like, you know what? I'm going to find this clip and just do what everyone else does. And a perfect job of pulling that off. Great solo episode. And Chad's been good on the show lately. You know, I give credit where credit's due.
And saying it, and Waver fooled us with a $1.49 super sticker. Usually big bucks, so credit to you. You fooled us. We've been saying it for a while now. Listen, we tell the truth, as I always say. And yeah, I've been saying it for, I think, a few months now. Chad has been solid on the show since his return to sobriety, as someone else in the room has as well.
Right.
The product has improved. I was thinking today, actually, about returning guests, because I was listening to the... I finished the Ray episode this morning where Ray just got demolished.
Right. Like always.
Rightfully so, by the way. And I was like, what recurring guests could I stand weekly? And at the moment, it's probably just Chad. I don't want to see anyone else every single week.
Right.
I don't mind it. I don't mind Chad once or twice a week, but I can't really think of anyone else. Maybe Ray, but only not even for Ray. That's just because Kevin loves. I love how
when he's bashing him. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But here's what I think it is. You know, if you go back to the past episodes, what we said when Chad was on every day, he would start to get hungry. The product of MLC just got saturated with Chad. So now that he's doing, you know, once, maybe twice a week, it's actually good because, you know, he doesn't need to be somewhere. He doesn't know that he's going to be on there at 4 o'clock that day like he was every day. It's a better performance, what I think anyway. You know, you have somebody on every day. It's just what the fuck? Like, imagine if we did a show every day. We could barely do an hour.
No, no, no thanks. No thanks. Listen, if I have to choose in Kevin 2 days a week or 6 days, I'm going to take 6 days just because you're bound to have some classic moments with that many shows.
I mean, if you think about it, almost every classic moment, I mean, I would say close to 99% of classic moments that happen on MLC happen naturally, and that's the way it should be. So, you know, you got 6 days a week, you're going to have more odds of that happening.
Right, right. And like we said, when Levy was on, it was never anything against Levy, still isn't, but the showdown, because it was the same shit every day with the same co-host every day. Well, shows twice a week with the same guy, you know, that's different because it's two shows a week, you know, spaced out, shit to talk about. But I don't, in the current MLC format, I would not like to see any kind of permanent co-host or even day of the week, like Milton Mondays, Sex Worker Wednesdays, Kevin tried. Just do what's in the news. That's what Kevin always did best, is do what's hot, do what's in the news.
You pretty much just bounced off, you know, what I was saying is with the Sex Worker Wednesdays, it's planned. Milton Mondays, it's planned. Everything great that ever happens on MLC is not planned.
Well, we might have a Tuesdays with Stancil coming up this Tuesday. Who's to say?
Yes, I was actually waiting around the clock when I was in Texas for the 4 o'clock spot. And
no, you could have texted me. I would have told you. No, I was busy.
I did text you. Read your text. I did text you.
Well, I don't.
It said no MLC today? Question mark.
Talking on the no phone is back. Gay. You did wrong. Text me that, and I didn't text you back.
Yes.
I was busy. Rami Youssef, the soccer ball club Tuesday, Wednesday was sold out shows. Quite a crowd. Now hold on. Now I know you.
I'm looking at it.
Visconti's in the chat. Gino Visconti. For those who don't know him, host of In Hot Water at Compound Media.
Right.
former friend, I don't know what's going on. Bronson Jones is at the Soccer Ball Comedy Club this very evening, actually, if you're around. Gino Visconti, I've never wanted to smash Ray DeVito in the face more than I did watching him fucking let Kevin shit on Carl after Carl made him all that money.
Yeah, I mean, Ray just sits there with a dumb smirk on his face the entire time. And it's not even like it was 2 weeks after the episode. Literally just did the episode with Carl. And it's, I don't know. Kevin said it last night. I don't think Ray is fixable. It's just, it's a lie. It's long gone. But I
know he
is
what he is. He's 70 years old. He doesn't. I mean, Adam said it. Actually, Adam had a great point. And he's absolutely right. If you watch, he literally will just look at a word in a super chat and immediately just say the first thing that comes to his head relating to a single word. Maybe it's autism. It's some kind of mental disability for sure.
Maybe he hit his head.
And I hate to give credit to a super chat, but somebody said it. Another infantilized adult who just never grew up. He wears his hat. He wears his little baseball cap. He has his action figures. You know, he likes sports.
No, no future plans. No children.
And I listen, I'm not a sheep. As we all know, I do what I want. I'm a self-sovereign country. I do what I want. And I still don't have a direct issue with Ray. Ray's always been nice to me. I'll still stand by what I say in that I do. I'm not saying he's freaking Bill Burr or fucking Louis C.K., but he's a fine stand-up. I feel like he's only it's almost like he's only a normal person when he's on stage doing stand-up. And off of it, he's just, I mean, Kevin's right. He's terrible at podcasting.
Oh, I mean, we've been saying that for over a year now. And, you know, when I first said it, I felt bad until almost everybody within the podcasting community says the same thing.
Right. Well, what else is new? That always happens. Everybody says what we did, you know.
Oh, yes. I mean, if you go back, you know, early 2020, there's things we've said years ago. I mean, going on almost 4 years now that have come to, you know, true. We never lie here. I mean, no, catch us lying. I'll delete the website.
Cut it. Clip it. YouTube, Bex, go clip it. Everything. Clip. Find it the single thing we were wrong ever in the history of the universe. We're basically modern day Nostradamuses. Frankly,
I think Bex needs to clip a few pounds myself.
Oh, boy.
But hey, Kevin said it. So, I mean, I don't know who sent Kevin the video. I know he never gave any credit, but you know,
Stu Cluster. I'm only reading this because we gave him a shout out at the top of the show. I don't know if he tuned in late. How was Texas? Because I told him you were on assignment last week.
Oh, it was fine. It rained the whole time. Flights were good. No headache there. Southwest is always pretty easy. Just a lot of rain. It's good food, I guess. Just Texas, you know.
Did you run into any of the Philly comics down in Texas since they all moved there now?
No, I was in Houston, so I didn't make my way down there.
Well, now hold on. It's Julio, the OG Julio, is here. Didn't super chat it because he's a cheap piece of shit, but he says obligatory weekly was right again comment watching Steve Arino talk Gino begging to have Jim back on In Hot Water was a peak podcasting moment this past week. Great stuff. Whoa. Yes. And I obviously get back to the hand, but yes,
well, I mean, if Gino has anything he'd like to say, he has the link on Twitter. I mean, you know.
No, it wasn't bad.
I know. I'm saying, you know, we've sent him the link a couple of times, and but Gino, I guess, comes up with a time to do BYB podcast last night and can't seem to have the nerve to come on here and say hello maybe one weekend. But that's all the time in the world to go on BYB. That's cool.
Yeah, Gino. BYB with 97 people on the screen. And then, yes, I was watching In Hot Water as I'm wont to, as I've always said, MLC, my favorite podcast, In Hot Water, my favorite show. And Steve was just like, come on, can we just get Stancil back? And I called in, and I will be back February 13th in Hot Water. Put it in your calendars. We're back. We're bringing it all back. Took a little break. Everything is trending in the right direction, folks. We're going to have fun. I'm going to invite a bunch of Muslims and blacks and illegal immigrants into the studio with me.
You know, you should switch it up a little bit. You should bring some Hispanics, maybe some like lawn care guys up.
Oh, I'm going to walk in there like the Pied Piper with just all kinds of freaks behind me. Guns, knives, gonna have them steal stuff, put stuff in bags. It's going to be quite a scene. It'll be my comeback and also last show, probably. I'm gonna have hundreds of people. I'm gonna pull up with one of those immigrant buses outside.
Yeah, you should rent a mega bus, and that way you have the double deck.
Yeah, easy to find in town.
Could you imagine parking that fucking thing on the street?
Oh, the way people park, you park that anywhere just to get it out of the way. Leo Gunn, the great, the powerful Leo Gunn, of course. Wow. $2, a little bit cheap, but that's okay. It's all just natural, good-natured ribbing. Anywho, sunglasses, smiley face.
I know Teamster Tim loved the anywho. Say it as much as you can so he can continue to love
We don't force things here. We don't force works. We do.
Oh, don't worry. He hates it. He calls me regularly on a regular basis to let me know how much
he does not like it.
Then he hates the anywho.
I think my voice is better since I lost my voice. I think
it's like working out, you know, your vocal muscles came back. You could probably hit a couple of good notes. Now, I wanted to ask you about something. I know we talk, you know, we always say we don't talk off of the air, and this really isn't talking off the air, but I don't know if you were drinking, because I used to do this when I was drinking a lot, but you sent me a song in text message. Mean to do this? Because I know when I used to get drunk, I would send my friends songs that I was listening to.
And no,
I wanted
old.
To save it for the air and be hilarious.
Save it for the air. I'm old and gay, and nothing serious, but nothing. I don't want to tell your business, but it was nothing.
Oh, no.
I think it's safe to say you had a passing in the family. I think
right,
we can say
of course.
That.
Yeah. Okay, I figured that's what it was about.
That was all it was about. I was trying to be supportive. Is it a song about that?
I like it.
So it was very gay.
No, it's touching. I appreciate. I wanted to let you know. I really appreciate it.
All right.
But it was funny to me because I was wondering, I was like, is he doing this to be, you know, or is he hammered? Is it Gino? Oh, yeah. He just put something in the chat. He's mad about the BYB comment or something.
Oh, here. All right.
Hey, go ahead. Tell him he's got the link on Twitter, you fucking dummy.
Go ahead. You're on Ski Mask Collective.
You do the podcast the same time I do. That's why I always text you back, Ski, and go, sorry, dude, I just saw this. I was podcasting.
I know, but you got to change your schedule. Okay. We've been doing this a long time.
He says, Ski Mask says he knows, but you got to change your schedule.
I will work on that. Yeah. I will work on that. And by the way, love you. It was a great week this week. You were missed as always. But don't act like she was like begging me to have you back on. All right. We have little clips every week, which you can see in 8 minutes when I'm doing my show. I'm kidding. Keep watching Ski Mask at Rocks. We do a best of every week. It didn't really miss a beat without you. We like having you.
I've been watching.
Please shy away from pro wrestling. When you're using our fucking to have been so good to you.
Okay. I was reading, it was a super chat saying Steve was begging me, and I said I called in. Steve, super chats.
Ever heard of them?
Normal, super chat. Whatever you look like, beg Gene to have fun. Don't ever insult Steve like that again.
Tell Gino.
We're all friends. Tell me that you understand you'll never insult Steve like
that. I have never.
They're going like, can we please have Jim back on? Don't ever use the word beg, Stantle, and Steve in the same sentence again. Is that clear?
Steve is a beautiful, beautiful. I've never said anything negative about Steven.
Tell Gino it was a super chatter.
You know, and Steve is great, but when you read these super chats, and don't say, because again, when you
all right, hang up on him. Well, tell him to click the link.
You don't know.
Just hang up the phone.
These people in the dabble herb. But me, you, and Steve have had drinks together.
Ski Mask wants
bread. So here's what you can do. One little tidbit.
He's doing this on purpose. Hang it up.
Ski Mask wants me to hang up on
something that makes us look like.
Don't be afraid to cut him off. I'm just gonna keep doing the show.
Steve's my friend. He said, "What's going on with you?" And you know, just.
Oh my God! What a girl! He's talking like a girl.
We got it. Ski Mask wants me to hang up on you because he said.
Real fast, most importantly, love you guys. I wouldn't be calling.
Click the link.
At fucking what you call it, Bronson. He's just nuts.
He might as well push his show back because everybody watching his show is already here.
To do that right before he goes off.
So I'm bringing Chad with me February 13th into the studio.
Yeah, when you finally come back because you're done dog sitting and getting your life together, Jim.
All right, so Chad, I'm bringing Chad with me.
Chad is not welcome in Anthony's studio. I get what you just did there. I'm done.
All right, I'm going to come in. I'm going to have 20 migrants, 50 blacks, and we're going to go.
Pull up in an El Camino and have them all jump out of the.
All right, enjoy your show.
What's worse? A bunch of people or Ski Mask blacked out drunk in the studio?
Now that I finally hung up on him, you want to ask him something?
Well, I was trying to talk the whole time. I know you only got 2 ears.
He can't hear. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I was going to say is it was the super chatter that said it. Gino would know that if he had any. And also, he should just put in the title of his Gratcast, I start after Ski Mask is over. Because, I mean, everybody that clearly watches this outstanding program dwindle over there. They're not going to leave this to go watch him.
No.
He might as well wait until we're finished, you know. Then,
if my mother was being murdered 20 feet from me, I wouldn't leave this show to help her. That's a wonderful
Absolutely not. I don't care what
it is. Little Emmy, $10. Hey, fellas. Ski Mask, good to see your pink face.
Thank you.
She basically, I mean, in the end, and I'm not putting words, these are my words, but you can make the argument that Little Lemmy ethered Kate Meaney. Kate Meaney.
Oh, 100%.
And I don't have a problem with either of these ladies. Frankly, I like anal. I have no problem with anal. And
it's messy.
It can be messy.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Wait. Anywho.
Anywho. Anywho,
I have Keepster Tim's address. I'm gonna make an Anywho shirt today and mail it over.
Him.
Speaking of Keepster Tim, your pajamas are making me dizzy. Are they made from a tablecloth? Also, Gino, violence is never the answer.
Where was that?
It's right there.
Wow.
Is he talking about my? These aren't pajamas. It's a golf shirt.
Looks like a nice shirt.
It's got Texas flags on it. All right.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I got it for $6. Originally $40, but I found a clearance sticker that said $6.
And you changed it.
Oh, of course. I got to save a buck here and there.
Times right.
Are tough. Times are tough. Bills are tough. It's crazy.
Oh, speaking of Keepster Tim, reminded me of the OGs. It was after last SMC. Last Sunday, I was, again, ski mask. As you know, we go out into the real world. We do real things. We don't make fake beefs in our in our mother's living rooms. I used to live in my mother's garage, but now I live in a condo.
And that was a real. I mean, that was real. You know.
Yeah, and that was real, and I was honest about it. But my point is, I hung out with Tommy Seven Names, Aunt Mead, Julio, and White Julio all last Sunday in the flesh. We touched each other. We got some bags. We got some shots. It was hell of a Sunday. Very fun time. Yeah, and that's what we do. We hang out with the heavy hitters, and that's why we're here.
Any Peruvian nose candy?
I don't know if it was Peruvian, but there was some kind of, as Tommy would say, get the bag.
Tommy, hey guys, you want to go put on some deodorant?
Tommy really wanted to hit up one of the strip clubs in town.
Of course. Tommy's a fun hang.
I was too poor. It was just me and Tommy by the end. I was the last of the Mohicans. Oh, and I got a girl's number I forgot.
Oh, did you call? Did you dial?
I texted and I got home and tried to shoot my shot, and all she said was, glad you made it home safely.
Oh, well, you should have said, I got an Uber for you.
Yeah, well, I'll see her again probably tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? You're going to throw those legs up on a Sunday?
Ooh, I'll throw those. I got to listen. Throw those legs up on the Lord's Day. I may or may not be seeing a different lady on a Tuesday. I may still have a little lady over here. Listen, the warm weather's coming. Daddy's going to be ready. Leo Gunn, $5. Muslims, migrants. Gino still has PTSD from the Newport invasion last month. You trying to kill this guy? Rack him.
I don't think Gino had PTSD until he realized it was a problem. There was no problem, obviously, if you go back and watch the episode.
No, wonderful episode. Still being talked about, obviously.
Oh, I mean, look at us. We're talking about it. People are chirping. People are chatting. It's huge. Speaking of that, I mean, people are still talking about, I saw a couple of tweets this week, as I do every week. The great Dr. Chow, why can't we get Ski back on MLC? He was the best guest in the last year. Somebody tweeted this morning or late last night, and they brought up a good point. They said, I think Kevin loves Ski Mask, but he knows he cannot be controlled on MLC like all of the other guests. Fair. That's a fair point.
Fair. But you also aren't going to go. I mean, you're smart enough. We're not going to say, certain words. Like, you're not trying to take his channel down. You're not going to go on there and say the N's or the words that Kevin, I think that's what he worried about when you were drinking and was that you're going to do something stupid like that.
It's either that or when he brings up a point that he's so adamant about, I would like to devil's advocate it. Even though I agree with him, it's just fun to be like, why? Like, why is that a problem? And, either that or he doesn't feel like getting actually mad, because I feel like I actually piss him off sometimes.
Right, right. We know him all too well. We're dear, dear friends with Mr. Brennan, of course. Mead was texting him last Sunday about something.
Oh, really? Nose candy?
Yeah.
I saw that Sue Costello doubled down on Twitter. I popped up that she's still bashing Brennan about the payment.
Well, she's a mental patient and always has been. I've always assumed she's been on this. I talked about it during the MLC I was on, but she's been talking about this CBS sexual harassment thing, how they all tried to blacklist her. She's been talking about that for years. She talks about making a movie or writing a book or some shit. And this is not a knock. Again, this is just the truth. So there's no surprise to me. Total mental patient. And as I say, I do the show for free. All these people are cretins who ask for me to do it. Really disgusting behavior to do it just for the money. Yeah, Sue Costello is a mental patient. Yeah. And that's what I have to say about.
Oh, I mean, I can't even listen to an episode when she's on.
I feel like she puts on. I know she is from there, but she definitely puts on the accent and the laugh and emphasizes it to make a point.
All right.
I would have liked to know how big Pang Dang's piece was, by the way.
I know, but I might have to get Pang Dang on and really get down to the nitty gritty and see what's going on below
the
belt.
By the way, if I was gay, I was thinking about that while watching beautiful Pang Dang. I mean, pronounce his name correctly because I'm a worldly man, of course, man of culture, man of leisure, but also activity. Pang Dang is the correct way to say his name. Thank you. I was thinking while watching that episode, as has been covered ad nauseum, I wish I was gay. Life would be so much easier with a man sucking dicks, getting my dick sucked, sucking another guy's dick.
Blowing loads.
Sure. Put loads all over the place. But I was thinking while watching that, ruminating about if I was gay and all the wild things I was doing. I think I would be all in on Asians. I would be into Asian men, Asian boys. Smaller penises. So if they're putting it in my asshole, like my grandmother did with my pills, it wouldn't hurt as much. And they're relatively hairless and they're very nice skin and they're kind of cute. So yeah, I think I would, if I was gay, I think I would be big into Asian men, boys over the age of 16 or whatever your state.
So what you're saying is you have hidden aspirations to go to Thailand? Do you plan?
Well, no, Thailand, they're more.
What about a lady boy over in Thailand?
They're dirty Asian. Nice. I want a Japanese. I want a Korean. Maybe a Chinese. But then as you get more west in the in the Asiatics, that's the wrong thing. Asian countries, you get the dirty, filthy Filipinos and Indonesians. And no, they smell. We're not into that.
I'm
on a Far East, very curious Oriental.
I had an Oriental one time. It was disgusting.
Had one. I had one who was an adopted Oriental girl, big tits, shout out Rochelle. So she was raised Italian, but she was Asian, of course. And probably the top worst smelling vagina I've encountered. So after we had hung out a couple times and had premarital sex, and I put her on a train and never answered her texts or calls ever again.
Ooh, mine was similar. I didn't put her on a train, though. Much more a plane. But
really?
I think I told the story before on here. But
Well, I was being nice. I figured her ancestors built the railroad. I figured from whence she came, I threw her right on that train and sent her off to Ho Chi Minh City.
This lady was actually from Thailand. She didn't speak English. It was in Alaska. They bring over a bunch of Thailand ladies. And she was good looking, whatever. But, we were getting ready to bang, and she kept saying, I got penile. And I freaked out. I kicked her out of the room. And then I had a couple more drinks. I was like, I'm going to have a peek and see what it looks like. And because I was freaking out, I was like, oh, you got a cock, whatever. Turns out she was just trying to tell me that she was on her period. So I acted like an asshole for no reason. Anywho, but I still didn't understand that's what she was trying to say. I just saw there wasn't any cock there, so I went down. It was a bloodbath. It was absolutely disgusting. She bought me a bunch of clothes, and then shortly thereafter got on a plane, and I deleted her number.
Perfect.
Amazing.
And, listen, I got a tremendous, I have a huge topic I have to get to.
Big?
that you remind that you reminded me about it. I suppose it could involve pieces, big pieces.
Ooh, well, our favorite.
And you said it with Bloodbath. You reminded me of Hell in a Cell, which reminded me of WF, which are my idols.
Okay, I was waiting. Now I know where you're going. I was waiting for this episode because I can't believe I forgot about it as well. Now I'll tell you what I know. All I've read, because I've been doing shit, I haven't had time to read what happened. All I know I read is he took a dump on a girl's face. Is that's all I know?
Well, let's clean
it. Please,
clean it up. Vince McMahon made brown on an intern's head. That's true. He's left the UFC or whatever gate thing that is. He's out of the WWE. And listen, he's living his life. Vinnie Mac taking big doo-doos on interns' heads, classic. Now, I have the text messages. Have you seen the text messages?
I saw you post. I have not read them. Now, before you read the text, did it go into detail that did he squat? Like, I mean,
this isn't in the text messages. Aren't related to the shit. But I'm gonna read. I mean, it's a whole page of them. With your blessing, I'm gonna read a few of these in the Vince McMahon voice.
Yes, read the best ones. I was waiting for this very moment. I know he's a hero, and
so this is just. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Let me see. How does anything work in the world? All right, here we go. I just passed my phone around to a bunch of guys, tech crew. They were screaming, "Oh my God, she's fucking beautiful. Look at that ass. I'd like to get to that." I paused to count out loud how many guys there were. 12. I then said, "Okay, there's 12 of you. And she would love to fuck each and every one of you at one time." The guys cheered.
The guys cheered.
Yeah, I'm not adding anything. This is verbatim from.
Yeah, but this sounds. So, there's so many details already.
Oh boy, are there more? I then said, "Okay, there's 12 of you, and she would love to fuck each and every one of you at one time." The guys cheered, but she will only do it if she takes 3 at a time. That thought brought a huge reaction. She wants one deep in her ass, one way down her throat, and one in her pussy. And you can pound her and keep on pounding her till you pop your load. She may scream and try to say no, although it would be difficult to say anything with a cock down her throat. They laughed.
Too. That's funny.
It is. This is great. This is why Vince McMahon is the GOAT.
It's almost like he's writing a porn. Hold on. I hate to cut you off. Dude, what era was this? What year was this?
It doesn't say, but it looks like current iPhones. I mean, this looks pretty current.
So mustache Vince, somebody was asking.
Yeah, Baron Vince. I then said, listen, no matter what, just pound away till you squirt. Baby, these guys were having laughs with me. Some of them didn't believe me. So I said, you were the greatest fuck in the world. And no matter how much you get, you always wanted more. And then I said, she loves cum. Baby, these techs, as we call them, were having the time of their lives listening to me truth my truthful story. I then said you would take a 10-minute break between each fucking, but then you would get back on your hands and knees with your ass in the air and say, "Okay, I'm ready. Who's next?" LOL. I drove them wild, baby. Or I should say, you drove them wild. Just imagine if this really happened, baby, how much cum you have coming out of all your holes. And that's 2 of 6.
I mean, I could think of similar conversations I've had with the boys. I mean, does that mean that it actually happened, or is he just, you know?
I know. Maybe this is just around.
That's why I said there's a lot of details. Maybe just bantering, having a good time with the boys. He's got to be bored.
Right. One more. These are too good.
These are fantastic.
I love it. That's you, Janelle. you just can't get enough, can you? In the future, it's going to be so bad that you'll demand to be fucked twice a day and not just with blank in a three-way. Why not let others see the beautiful, voluptuous body and watch you shake uncontrollably when you come? They'll go out there. They'll go out of their minds. Then I'll find more friends and we'll tie you up so you're helpless. I'll direct them to have their way any way they want.
Now that got dark.
Make you scream the loudest. Maybe I'll just line them up and have them squirt in your mouth. Your pussy all over your tits and ass all the same time. You'll be covered in cum. And we'll make you eat it all and taste everybody's cum. The next morning, you'll be a little sore, but you're still going to want more. After all that fucking over and over, I'll maybe... it's a different one. And then there's one about black cocks.
Oh, amazing.
And three,
it sounds like he's building a wrestling promo, but
he lives it. The guy lives it. This is what he does. This is why he's the GOAT.
I love how he says, "I'll direct." I'll direct.
Oh God.
So I mean, if she's just throwing her body at him, this almost goes back to the Elvis theory that suddenly becomes not enough. Now he has to take it a step further and start tying her up.
Let's read this one because our fans will love this.
Okay, absolutely.
You need your panties ripped off and three black dicks in all three holes at the same time. 3 exclamation points.
Whoa.
Way up your pussy and way up your ass as far as they will go, even farther. And the thickest cock goes down your throat so it makes you gag and convulse as those big as those big black cocks pound away. It feels like it's from the start you're being assaulted, but it's made you come nonstop. Just one continuous constant orgasm. And just before you pass out, those big black dicks squirt their loads of cum inside you. As you lay on your stomach, the cum is coming out of all your holes. I'll turn you over and back off all over you. Vinnie Mac, ladies and gentlemen, these are quotes. This is not me saying anything.
That's Vinnie Mac, and Chris Mac here said legend. He's almost there. Hopefully, Chris Mac, hopefully we did it for you. Hopefully Jim Stansel did it for
you. Yeah, I mean, I can make money off of reading these, helping.
I mean, you got Chris Mack. He was about to pop, it looks like.
Vinnie Mack's nephew, I believe. Yes. Oh, and that reminded me. Now, this is huge. Everybody, put your kids in the other room. And
if they're not already.
And punch your wife or poison your husband.
Do that anyways.
I have a huge... You should do that at 12:30 every Saturday, either way. I have a huge, a decent piece and a huge exclusive story that I totally forgot about till my buddy texted me yesterday in light of this story that I told him. It had to be like 15 years ago. And I totally forgot about because I have no recall anymore. I only can remember what happened of a goldfish. I totally forgot I told him this. This is a true story. My friend's mom was a housekeeper. Now we're in Fairfield County, so a higher end, not housekeeper, a house cleaner. She would go to these houses, clean them, organ. You know what I mean?
Scrub the bowls.
None of these people clean their houses.
Yeah, so they're lazy. So scrubbing bowls, vacuuming carpet.
Yep. The McMahons were one of her customers for years, and they had her do a deep clean. This is my buddy's mom. They had her do a deep clean 1 week, and I totally forgot about this till he texted me. Because I didn't put it together. She said that they opened a drawer. She opened a drawer because she was organizing, and it was full to the brim of dildos and gags and all different sex toys. And that was 15 years ago in Vinnie Mac's house.
Good.
So my man Vinny been getting it in for a long time. And there's nothing wrong with that. You do whatever you want with your proclivities. This sounds like a girl who just wanted poop on her head, and now she's trying to get some money out of it.
Right. I mean, yeah, if she didn't get paid.
I'm Team McMahon all the way.
Oh, 100%. I mean, if she subjects herself to this kind of this kind of action. She gets what she deserves, and that's no payday. She already got all the load she wanted. She got paid right then and there. Sounds like. I mean, put Vince on the bench. I'm right there with him.
Oh, my God. Vince on the stand?
Yeah. I mean, he was a powerful guy at the time. All she had to say was no. It sounded consensual to me.
Vince McMahon in a live court hearing.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, my God. The king. I would love to hear him read his own text messages.
I would take off of work to watch that. Like everyone did the OJ trial. This would be way the OJ bigger. Trial.
I mean, we've covered it before, but I was in fifth grade then, and they actually read the verdict. I remember I was in science class. They read the verdict over the loudspeaker in the middle of the day of school.
Fifth? What year was that?
Mind you, I was in a very urban school, so we all cheered and ran around.
Of course.
What year is it? You tell me. What year was the OJ verdict? Where's our producer when we need him?
Was it 95? Because that was the year I was born.
Could be.
Also, last time the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl. But
boy, you want to comment? You haven't been on the air. Would you like to comment about that collapse?
I mean, you know, I bought a Texans jersey.
Whoa.
No, I didn't. But no, I mean, it was just embarrassing. Honestly, I could give a shit, you know. Just let the Lions go to the Super Bowl.
94, the chat is saying. Thank you. The chat is our producer, basically, because we're poor and we don't get enough super chats.
And we don't fucking care.
And we don't care.
Before I was born, I don't give a shit. Who cares?
I care. Hey, what do you think about... what do you think about... Where are you at on the Chad canceling the roast with Stevie Lou?
I feel like he should have canceled it. I feel like he should have never agreed to it, but I took Chad's side on it. I mean, he's right. I mean, what does he have to gain out of it roasting Stevie Lou?
Yeah, I get both sides. I don't have a very I get Chad's point 100%. Why give more oxygen if it's his arch nemesis? It's not like
It's just like, I mean, you know, there's other people out there that I feel like would be better option to roast with Chad than Stevie Lou. I mean,
yeah. At the same time, I think it was Pat Dixon that said it, credit where credit's due. Sorry, Gino. He could have used that as an opportunity to just totally bury Stevie Lou. But
true.
As Dr. Chow says in the chat, he said StreamYard roasts stink anyway.
Yeah,
roasting is dumb, which, you know, I'm not totally. The comedy show roasts are a bit gay. I like roasts when it's about one person. The roast battles.
Roast battles are gay. I like classic, like the old style roast. You know, like Kevin's roast was good. It's where anybody can get it. You know, anybody that's in the room can get it. And then you focus on the main target, whatever. Just like that's the way a roast should be.
That is the quintessential roast.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when I think of roast, the roast battle, it's the same thing as a rap battle. It's gay. It's just for children.
Now, would you roast Chad?
No, I mean, there's no reason to, you know, I mean, I would banter with him on the air, but to have a battle with judges, you know, over a fucking computer screen. I mean, there's no body language in that. There's no crowd.
Correct. Yeah, the crowd, obviously comedy is made to do in front of a crowd. It's the reason I rarely will watch specials. I think comedy is theater is a live art form that needs to be watched.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the only comedy specials I've ever watched are from guys I like, you know, like I watched Tim Dillon's and Shane Gillis just to watch, but I can be honest with you, I didn't laugh out loud on my couch, but I know if I would have been in the club, I would have been
right.
Laughing. You know, it's like anytime I listen to stand up on a YouTube, I'm not sitting here bickering. It doesn't make me laugh. Oh no, I'm not. Teamster Tim says in the chat, he will challenge me to a roast. Now listen, I've heard people write roast jokes, and I've heard some jokes in certain roasts, which I won't name unless I'm allowed to. But Teamster Tim's a great roast joke writer, I can tell you that. Very creative. So no,
that he is. Roasting. I have to quick shout out. I forgot last week. one of our dear followers, James Mulhall, another real life person. I bet he comes to the soccer ball club. He says hello and enjoys our content. So shout out to him. Fuck it. I'll throw him a follow him on Instagram. James Mulhall 3. Support our fellow follower. There you go, James. I keep forgetting. I told you I'd give you a shout out. Oh no, I'm on my own. We all know how this goes. Not good at all. Anything interesting in the chat to save me from this contrived smarmy joke anger? Good boy. Yeah, Dr. Chow, are you still, is Little Mirror still alive? Even Kevin mentioned it. Are you guys still in the show? I'm out.
Dude, that's weird that you brought that up because I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking about those guys. I think Chow put something out, but I haven't seen anything from Little Mirror. I don't know what's going on. But if Chow would like to maybe come on next week and do the show, I'll have Chow back on. Everybody gave Chow shit, but I kind of like the guy. You know,
I've always enjoyed Chow. We're still listen. We still have our deep state investigation going on into super chats and many other things that Interpol's truly involved in. Yeah, I never had a problem with Doc. I always thought he was an interesting character, and I stand by. I know you hate it.
Go ahead.
I've
been changing a lot of opinions lately, so go ahead.
Oh, in your sobriety.
Yes.
I enjoy Mr. Kill Everything on MLC.
Okay.
This was on my list. He's so bad and just talks about equipment and is just like,
Hold on. This is on my list.
There's no way he's 38. I'm 38.
One sec. Okay. I have not watched the latest episode yet. So, but I did see a lot of people talking about it more than the New Year's episode. People were saying that he was actually good and it made the show better. I'm going to listen to it right when we get done doing this. But so what were people talking about? What was different from this? What happened?
Nothing happened. No, my point is, I'm not saying he's good. I'm saying he's good on MLC because he's almost so bad. Get my point? He's exactly what you think a super chatter is. Like, he carries out all this like childish nonsense in the chat. And he just has like these fourth grade, like, jokes about Chad. I called
him. Did he keep
fat.
Doing the piggy thing? Because that annoys
me. Yes, he did the
piggy thing.
He did the piggy thing. Oh my God, his wife had to go lay down in the middle of the show.
Okay, yeah, oh, that's
it
what
was really bizarre.
About.
But they're not married, or there's something. I don't even know what's going on. But again, I mean, I like characters.
I was gonna ask you about it, and I was waiting for this episode, of course. So now, if you say so, I'm going to give it a listen after this while I'm doing some chores. And maybe, you know, I was watching the podcast live, which I never do. And just the way that he was smoking so many fucking cigarettes was just mind boggling.
And he was smoking them very feminine, right?
I think you're right. I mean, if he had them on again, there must be something to it if he's that bad. Because it was so bad. And I guess I was comparing it to the year before because it was on New Year's. And
it's a new year, folks.
Yeah. But back on the Dr. Chow thing, I never had a problem with Mir. The thing I had with Mir was he reminded me of 90% of the guys I went to high school with. So all the jokes were already there. So it was just funny just to talk shit on him and roast. And, you know, how he kind of had the wiggery accent a little bit and the jersey, the way he wore his hat.
Right.
Shit. So, I mean, I went to high school with that guy. I mean, right. 90% of those fuckers. So I was ready just to talk some shit. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's keep doing your things. I don't care. What are we doing? We're here to entertain. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Who cares if it's entertaining? Listen, I wasn't going to bring
support, folks.
I wasn't even going to bring this up. But Leo Gunn super chatted and money talks. Leo Gunn, $2. RIP Joey C and Kenneth Pogue. Obviously, Joey C is here. It's real easy for me. Either Joey C is a work or as has documented, he's been an unhealthy piece of shit and just a piece of shit to everyone he's ever encountered and died. So I don't care either way. Rack me. There you go.
Dr. Chow says his show is going better than ever. Chow, we'll have you on next week. I'll do your show again. It'll be a lot better than last time. That was the last time I was on with Chad, and I don't remember doing the episode, so I haven't rewatched it. But obviously was vodka drunk. Classic, as always.
Classic.
Mr. Kill Everything months ago. All right. And I saw recently that I think it was Dr. Child. They had on Addicted to Profits in the flesh so you could see his face. I don't know if it was the real guy or not, but I haven't heard from him in a while. All the, a lot of the regular super chatters, where'd Chandler go? Where's Chandler?
I don't know where Chandler's been. I mean, we've covered that. We know where the OGs don't love the super chats.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, I don't know. I don't know. But listen, listen, we've, as we, I think we both.
Teamster Tim thinks I lost my edge. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was funny when he called me out on the show. He said, you haven't even said anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, my mind is still soup from drinking every day.
Absolutely.
It takes love time. All right. We all have our problems. Oh, dude, I'm mad at myself right now, man.
Oh,
you know, you got to trade addictions for one addiction. So
sure.
I only worked 2 days this week. So the check was not a lot. So last night, hopped on DraftKings with $20 doing 20-cent spins. Hit a $2,000 bonus, worked that up to $4,000. 6.5 hours later, cashed out $500. So, all right, I'm mad because I could have cashed out at the $4,000, but part of me is not mad because I only started with the $20. But still,
hey, hey, listen, I have a all I have left, and I haven't depleted in over probably almost a month, almost 2 months. I just keep. By the skin of my teeth, I cashed in my, I was at zero last week, this week, I cashed in my crowns, my DraftKings crowns. I cashed in my, my 600.
How many did you have?
Oh, well, I've cashed them in before, so not a ton, maybe 100, got me 90 cents, which I put on a say, no sweat SGP and lost, of course. So I have 90 cents tomorrow. If I lose it, I am totally done. I will, but I have 90 cents parlay tomorrow. If you give me a second, I can tell you, you can all ride with me. I have 90 cents to my DraftKings name riding. By the way, Chiefs in the playoffs with the points, folks, if you're not pounding that, pound it. I want the Ravens to win, but it's going to be a close game. I don't know why, and again, I know we have the sports show tomorrow with Kelly, so I shouldn't talk too much about this, but why that the Ravens-Chiefs isn't the 6:30 game is that is obviously the game of the year, those two quarterbacks. I don't know why they made that the earlier game, maybe to offset the views, so people will, because more people always watch the later games. All right, here it is, 90 cents. 90 cents. Oh, God. Oh, no. Here it is. 90 cents, folks. And I played with the – I moved the lines a bit to obviously ensure that I win this. There's no way I don't win this. 90 cents to win $4.45. Kansas City Chiefs plus 7.5. I bought some points just to ensure. They're already getting four, which is wild that Mahomes is getting points in the playoffs. Over 39.5. They're going to put up a lot of numbers. I brought that
down.
Wait,
wait. You put the over on the Chiefs game?
Over 39.5.
You know, 85% of bettors bet the over. I bet the under.
You're an idiot. It's going to
be. No, I'm not. There's no way it's going to be over. It's going to be.
I took the 39.5 over. You think they're not going to both score in the 20s?
I think it's going to be a 2-touchdown game.
All right. Under Lamar Jackson rushing yards at 64.5 and Kelce touchdown. That's all I need.
Two best defenses in the league. Lamar scored 2 touchdowns last 2 games, and you bet under 64. Oh, by the way, now how much do you believe in this parlay?
Oh, I would say 90%.
Okay, check your Venmo.
Really? Why?
I'll just check it. See what's going on.
Good look. Is it $4.44? Oh, what's this? What's this? What's this? What's this? Parlay plus 20. What is this? What is this for?
$20. Put it on some bets. All right.
Make wow.
Two of the last ball games of the season? You're only going to have 90 cents to bet? Fuck that.
I know.
Make four more. Bet the under. Do, you know, make
wow.
a bet more.
Wow. He sent me. Yeah. Wow. Ski mask, $20 for a parlay. All right. I'll post the part. You know, maybe I'll do it live with Kelly tomorrow.
Yeah,
we'll do the ski mask parlay live on the show tomorrow at 12:30. Tune in. Kelly P in her podcast will be back. People love the dynamic. Frankly, a very sultry episode. We'll have another one tomorrow. In sports and sex.
Now, is she planning on getting a camera set up or?
I think she has. I don't think she has some personal things going on that should wrap up by the summer, hopefully, and then she'll be free to show her face, ass all over the place, hopefully in person. So for the time being, with all these freaks and lowlives out there, she's using her ass as her face, which I want to put her ass on my face, rack me.
Yes, I mean, if you win this parlay, you could fly her in. I mean, it's crazy how what we have to do for money out there, and I get it. Times are tough right now. People can't really spend money where they are. You know, the prices of everything have gone up. Where prices have not divulged, folks, prices have not really changed. No. I haven't added inflation. What we have done is sober minds make a little bit better product, as I can say. One of the greatest top 10 episodes in a long time, in my opinion. I think Kevin is making a real turnaround. That's why we got watch out for the mandolin shirts, folks. Watch out for the mandolin shirts.
I can't wait till I get paid Tuesday. This is the first. I'm not going to pay my rent. I'm going to buy this shirt and another shirt. Love the mandolin. I mean, and listen, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Right around the corner, people.
This is your loved one is going to love this. Get her into the
show. I do have to say, in the past, we always said we don't offer 3X, 4X, or 5X. Now we do. If you want a 4X, it's $100. 5X is $150.
Right.
Any other shirt is, you know, the standard $20-$25. So if you're a fat piece of shit and you want the shirt, you got to spend motivate you to get back to the gym.
Exactly. We're motivating America, really. We're getting America back in shape, one t-shirt at a time. So if you're a fat piece of shit, you're going to have to fork over the bucks, because we know you can't live without this shirt. And we're trying to help you.
You love forks. So fork over something, and it might as well be the cash for the shirt. And get the butt ready. Get it ready for summertime. Take the butt pill.
I love the butt pill. Now, I got to credit Fat JC. I guess he makes a lot of art for Robert Kelly as well. Made this for R. Kelly. Whoa, wait a minute. R. Kelly.
Yeah, not PP R. Kelly.
Yeah. Make yellow like R. Kelly. Make brown like Vince. And if you make some green, you could buy this shirt. It's butt pills. If you didn't watch last week's SMC, my grandmother pills up my ass when I was sick as a boy.
Did that.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's called a suppository.
I guess. I think I was just so sick I couldn't like swallow. And I told the whole story. We're on vacation, Rhode Island, and I was having pills shoved up my ass on a
couch.
So there it is. Butt pills. They're butts in bottles of pills. Apps. Another very sultry shirt. Great for Valentine's Day for all your loved ones. SkiMaskCollective.com, of course.
Oh, absolute banger of a shirt. And I'm gonna redo this next product. The last one we'll promote today. I mean, if you go to the website, people, there's many, many options to choose from. Take time out of your day when you're taking a break. Be sure you have at least 20 to 30 minutes to spend going through each and every product, because you'll just get lost. There's so many options out there because, I mean, frankly, we have the best merch site in podcasting. And
yes,
Little Lemmy, I mean, just coming through with a banger design here. I'm going to redo the lettering today, but you get there in a little while, you'll see. Thank you, Little Lemmy. Great
there
support
he is.
Of the show.
I love that. How about the pillow? Is the pillow handy? I mean, the pillow is the flagship.
You guys are taking naps. No, the pillow is not handy.
All right. Well, you got to get the big piece pillow, the flagship piece of merch, as well as puzzles and tank tops that I wear almost daily at the gym. And I'm not just saying that. It's my go-to gym tank tops or various colored SMC tanks. There was a couple super chats here. Carl's Crackling Cotton Mouth, $2. Since MLC won't bring Blind Brian back, how about here?
Well, but didn't we have him? We've had him on twice.
We've had him on twice.
Yeah, once in the beginning, and then we had him on
Brian's
another
number.
Yeah, hit him
up. I'll get Brian if we want Brian.
You're still supposed to go down there and do something with him too, right?
I keep asking Adam. He keeps fucking, I can't get mad at Adam. He's so beautiful. We have a famous super chatter in the chat here. Mario movie star fingernails for the AC Super Bowl weekend. No, Mr. Fingernails, we have discussed this at length. Where we live it's a 3.5-hour drive from where we live. And no offense, but it's just not worth it. 3.5-hour drive, 7 hours in a car. Then you got to pay for a hotel room. Yeah. And listen, we've hung out with Kevin plenty of times over the years. So no, but you guys have fun. I'm not bashing the event, but it's not worth it for us.
I will say, I know we talk noise about the average super chatter and what they might be like. Movie star fingernails, good dude, fun guy, fun hang, funny. Not your average super chatter, if you know
what
I mean.
Was he the one missing a tooth? Wasn't somebody missing a tooth?
I don't think it was
that flimsy Greenberg.
Maybe. I think they were together, yeah. But before we forget, I do have a picture of Mr. Echo asleep on the dick pillow itself. Can't really
see it. Now, and that was when he forgot the bag.
Yeah, he definitely forgot the bag. He's sleeping.
He should. Yeah, I mean, sleep when you have a good bag.
No, there's no reason to sleep when you got the bag. He was gone for hours, and you know those hours. I'm counting down till I get the bag.
Yes, and Chris Mack. That is her ass in the bottles. That's why it's a genius shirt. That's a butt in the bottles. Get it? Butt pills.
Yeah, get it. Wear it to your gym to show the ladies what they need to be fucking trying to work on. I mean, because some of these women are getting out of control out here. Got to be honest.
I mean, I'm going to start, and we're late into the show. I hope YouTube's lawyers doesn't, and again, this is a comedy podcast, but I might just start raping girls in the gym. I swear to God.
You might.
I mean, the outfits is becoming, I don't know if I'm just old and horny, but I mean, it's getting to the point where I'm just going to have to physically overtake them and grab them into a side room, lock the door. And yeah, what else could they possibly want dressing the way they do?
There's no way you could focus on the workout. It's ridiculous the way they dress.
I think they want it. I've noticed when I'm on the treadmill, they all tend to get on the treadmills in front of me. So I think it's, obviously this is in jest YouTube. We're making jokes. So calm down, everyone. I'm not going to actually R word anybody. That'd be ridiculous. My point is, it's getting a little bit wild and I'm not complaining as much as, you're going to get, you know, they say dress for the job you want. So if you're wearing underwear in the gym, you do the math.
Yeah, it's out of control.
I'm gonna at least smack someone's ass. I'm not gonna be able to. I'm eventually going to instinctually do the ass smack when I walk by a girl at the gym because they're just wearing literally underwear.
Well, I think it's a great idea because I was thinking it's related to this. I think it's time to start getting thrown out of establishments again, people. I mean, I'm fed up. I go out in public and there's so many things I see I want to do to people. I'm thinking about just, you know, these actions. People stopping on their phones, making TikToks in a grocery store. You know, there may be jail time coming.
Sure.
I'm getting real fed up. Real
very close. Sick. As a matter of fact, you want to hit the traffic music real quick? Because like I've been saying for a long time, John, I'm a verbal and physical altercation with people, the gas station, and yeah.
Wow. There it is. All right. So what happened this week?
Traffic time. Somebody make us a traffic graphic, by the way.
Yeah, so I can make a traffic
t-shirt.
At pulling into the gas station, just a couple bucks to my name. I'm going to put in $13 cash just to get me through
13
the
large. Oh, 13,
13 large, which gets you about 2 gallons here. I pull up. A gentleman puts the pump back in the thing, goes to sit in his car. You know, he's done pumping. So I'm like, it's a classic two pumps. I'm just waiting for him to pull up. Because I am a well-adjusted member of society, and I believe in first world countries and civilizations. So rather than just park in that spot behind him and then waste a pump if somebody else were to pull in, I figure, oh, he just got in his car. He's going to pull up in a second. and then I can move up and allow someone to pull behind me because I'm. It's called courtesy. And
you got a couple scratchers.
High IQ. No, no, no. I'm too classy for that.
No, he had some scratches.
I don't know. I like to scratch him from the planet. So he sits in his car, and I see him. You know, listen, I'm realistic. Give him a second. I'll give him 20 seconds. Get his shit. You know, look at his phone. Still sitting there. And I see him looking at his phone. He finally puts his seatbelt on. And then I don't know, just fiddling around. I give him the quick tick. The tick, like not even a full honk. You know what I'm talking about? Just a
Honk. Just the polite one.
Just the polite one. The tick, just like, oh shit, I didn't know there's somebody it's behind.
Reminder.
Me. Okay. Didn't move.
Ooh.
Didn't move. Say okay. I pull up my car a little bit so he can see, if that didn't work. You can see a car is right on his bumper. Didn't move. Then I give him the tick tick honk. Looks in his rear view, then looks down doing something. Then I give him the now it's done. Now you're just fucking retarded.
I might buy you a train horn.
Pulled up a little bit. I didn't waste any time after that. And I just I rolled down my window. I don't know if he heard me. I think he did. And I just went ballistic. Because then he just pulled up and stopped to be an asshole. And then I honestly can't remember exactly what I did, because when I go into rages, I don't remember it. I'll eventually murder someone, for sure, to your point. And I just told him, you fucking retard. Everybody's fucking retarded. Go get another COVID shot and die, you piece of shit. And I mostly, there was an old lady at the pump to my right. So I also wanted her to hear this and my discontent with modern society. So I said, everybody's a fucking retard. They're all fucking retards. How do these people live? Go get another COVID shot and die.
Please put one in your ass.
The whole time I was pumping gas, I was just basically, even though he was gone, I knew there was an old lady on the, I was just going to these fucking retards. And then
I
have one more thing. This is more of a public
I'm sorry I keep I'm making light of this. I can't stop thinking about Vince McMahon ordering to get banged by 12 ladies with this music. It's what I've been imagining in my head this entire time.
Come on, give it to her. Philip.
More.
I mean, more, and she'll scream more. Baby, when I tell you these techs were going wild for you. I love that he's talking to a group of guys impressing her with this girl. How beautiful. They couldn't believe it. You should have seen their faces, honey. Another thing I've noticed, and I think you'll agree, there's a direct correlation with religious and Jesus stickers on car with terrible driving. The more Jesus stickers, the more crosses, the more Jesus is Savior, Jesus is Lord, the lower IQ, the worse the driver. Would you agree? Have you noticed
I found recently, actually, is these people with these Christian stickers, these devout Christians, a lot of them are, they're either not afraid to die or they're just so dumb and oblivious to everything unless it has to do with the Lord and Savior Jesus. But yes, absolutely, 100%.
Well, that's a great Ralph Waldo Emerson said, I believe, I could just be making that up, but somebody like that said, the religion is the opiate of the masses. No offense to our religious viewers or listeners, but religion is the opiate of the masses. It shuts up the dummy, so they'll just plod their way through life to their grave and think that something's going to happen. Sorry to end it on such a real note, but we live in the real world. This is a real podcast where we tell the real truth. Rack me.
Yeah, no, I had the same shit, dude. Monday, I had a lady, she parked in between both pumps. So even if you wanted the first one, couldn't get to it. The one behind it, she wasn't pumping gas. Went in, got her some scratchers. And just sitting in the car scratching, you know.
No.
I was too tired to honk. I'm going to get you a train horn.
I have 100% considered getting a hella horn on my car. But then I would be one of those douches. It's like the people with the Jeeps with all the shit all over them. And they live in... you know, a metropolitan area, like you're just gay.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about? They got like the bar lights and they got the brush guards on the front and they got the things on the lights and they got their big jack, like they'll ever flip their car. Like, please.
My favorite is the big trucks that, you know, they got the four wheel drive, the Super Duty,
the Cummins exhaust,
all the shit. What fucking infuriates me is when they have that and they don't have working tires. And what I mean by that is mud tires or anything. They have, you know, street tires on it. It's a waste of a truck. Kill yourself. And it's called little man syndrome. They get these big trucks and they deck them out like sports cars. Just shut the fuck up. Ladies only like that until they pop out a couple kids and they're not hot anymore.
Right. Right.
No, I'm not jealous. I could jack up a truck any day of the week, but I mean, I have a truck for what it's for, work.
Movie star fingernails, Borgo's horse racing in 20 minutes.
Oh, let's put some cash on.
Yeah, no, can bet on.
I think it's I think his horse is 4-1. It's not even worth the money. We got parlays, real sports.
What was that?
Sports tomorrow.
What is Timmy talking about?
Dude, he got COVID, I think, last time we were in AC.
Oh, yeah. Real. It's just
This time we rock. Hey, Timmy. Yes.
Anywho. Timmy just came in all his holes, and then they're going to fill you out. Oh, Vince is the man. I fucking love Vince.
Man. He's amazing.
The GOAT. I miss seeing him. They moved the building from Exit 9 to downtown. I saw
that. Yeah. They did that pretty quickly, too.
I don't have my usual meetings with him once a month, with him cutting me off in his Bentley like I used to. Yeah, sports at 12:30 tomorrow with Kelly P as my co-host by popular demand. We'll talk sex. We'll talk sports. There's only two games, so we'll have plenty of other talk about making white. We'll talk about making brown with Vinnie Mac. See if Kelly's into that. I'll make brown on her stupid head. Actually, she just texted me. Let's see if she said anything worthwhile. Probably something idiotic.
Shout out Little Lemmy. Wow. Hold on.
What is he saying? Going after wifeys now? I don't know what she's talking about. Maybe she's on delay. Oh, is she getting jealous? Let's call her. I know we're wrapping up. Let's see what she's talking about. We'll tease out tomorrow. Okay. And then your phone ever do this where the screen just stopped?
Oh, of course. No, my phone's been acting very, very strange the past couple of days.
Because my phone, I can't put you on speaker because my phone is worthless. Hang up and I'll call you back.
No, what I was going to say is Little Lemmy has already provided the traffic report graphics. So that'll be ready to go next weekend. For the next traffic report.
All right. I got
it. Try to show it now. Hold on. Let me see. Fuckers.
Phil Mangione, traffic is only tolerable if you're drunk. Yes. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What am I talking about?
Going after wifeys?
You just called me.
What was the text you sent? What did you mean by that?
Oh, what did I say?
Hang up.
All right. Well, you're on the show. This is a waste of time. Just promote the show tomorrow real quick. Do a promo. Cut a promo.
Oh, 12:30. Sports mask, Eastern time.
What are you, we'll jogging?
Talk sports, and then we'll talk sex.
Whoa. All right. There you go, folks. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Thank you, Little Lemmy, for the traffic report graphic. I don't know if
perfect.
You got that.
Yeah, Little Lemmy, get her on the payroll. I don't actually pay her.
Last thing, I have some kind of voicemail here. I'll play it. I should be careful just in case.
Fucking black people, it's Ray DeVito.
Oh,
not Ray DeVito again. He is, boy, he's in big trouble this week.
Yeah, that Ray better be careful. Bold. All right, I may have some... new stuff coming out on Patreon. It's patreon.com/SkiMaskMedia. Go there if you want. It's $3. I mean, come on, support the boys. Support us. Who cares? Come
please,
on.
Please.
It's going to be worth your while. And you know what? I'm not even going to promote it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just telling you, you're going to want to be there. It's insane.
I heard about it. It's pretty classic. And obviously, Stancil Compound pregame will be back in a few weeks. And hopefully, I'll get something up there before then. But the Patreon is planning on the Patreon. We put stuff up.
Oh, I mean, this is you thought 2020 was crazy. You thought 21 was crazy. 22, 23. Listen, motherfuckers, we're not going anywhere. We're here.
No, many have come and gone.
Huge. You thought the beat show was crazy. Just wait till we have what we have in store for this year. It's going to be insane. Absolutely criminal what's happening out here with the Ski Mask Collective. That's constant content constantly being released. The best show on the web. The best show out there. The best show in the universe. Tune in next Saturday, Sunday, 12:30, whatever the fuck we feel like.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow at 12:30 for sports, and then we'll be back.
Parlays, spend all your money and beat your children.
Beat the build the wall.